This is 102.7, 103.5 WICY, your feel-good favorites from the 80s and more. Wednesdays, 9:20, it's those from Dr. Pupor's Dentistry joining us, Ask the Pros. Alicia Mir is their new hygienist there. I mean, Alicia, you've been in the biz for a while, but you're just new to Dr. Pupor's, right?
That's correct. I started here in November, but I've been a hygienist for a little over 20 years.
And what's your favorite part about the job?
The people. You get to meet a lot of great people, interesting, relaxing people. Not everybody loves to be at the dentist, but if you can make that experience a little bit better for them, it feels good.
Yeah, no, totally. Today, it's an interesting topic we're going to do, the debate about electric toothbrushes versus regular toothbrushes. And people, they hear a lot about the pros and cons of the electric ones versus regular, but what do you think is better and why?
It really comes down to the individual. Some people use a manual toothbrush and that works fine for them, and that's great. For the person who has a little bleeding when they brush, or they're going to the dentist and the hygienist is saying, you could be doing a better job, that's the person that really should look into the electric toothbrush because it's going to improve their hygiene.
Okay, now what brand of electric toothbrush is your favorite personally?
I would go with either the Oral-B Cross Action Spin Brush. It has a nice, small, round head, so mm-hmm. It fits in there really well. Or the Waterpik Sonic Brush is a really good one as well. Sometimes with electric toothbrush, you do kind of get what you pay for.
Right. And there's cheaper ones versus others, of course, even within just
there
electric.
Is.
Yeah, yeah. And so you said it was the Cross Action Oral-B's, and then the other one's
The Waterpik Sonic Brush.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. I got to write this stuff down. Now, if you don't have an electric toothbrush, is there a special way to brush your teeth that is more beneficial? I mean, I've heard kind of in circular motions. Am I going in the right direction with that?
Yes. First of all, always a soft toothbrush. Mm-hmm. Anything more can be a little damaging to the gum tissue or the teeth. Small circular motions and making sure you're focusing at the gum line. A lot of plaque accumulates there, and that's where a lot of our problems start. But I also encourage my patients, set a timer. You should be brushing for 2 full minutes to really do a good job. And brush with intention. Don't do it just because you're supposed to, because your mom told you to when you were growing up. Do it
right.
To do a good job.
Yeah, no, it's worth it. It pays off, and you keep they're really bones, your teeth, and they don't regenerate on their own or heal themselves, I should say. So it's very important. Once there's damage, it's kind of hard to reverse it, right? I mean, depending.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You want to take care of what you have because there's nothing like the real thing.
That's right. Now, how often should someone brush their teeth, and what brand of toothpaste is the best? Kind of a two-parter here to end our little conversation.
Okay. Twice a day is kind of the standard answer there. But if you know that you are someone who really accumulates a lot of tartar buildup, then you might want to throw an extra time in after lunch. Flossing you can get away with once a day. Toothpaste, it should be approved by the American Dental Association. It should have fluoride in it because fluoride does help to remineralize our teeth to a degree. I recommend a paste over a gel because it has a little bit more of an abrasive factor. And because I want you to brush for 2 full minutes, I want you to like the taste of your toothpaste, because who wants to brush for 2 full minutes if it tastes terrible?
Right. Now, I just go with like the Sensodyne. I have very sensitive teeth, and they kind of form cavities easier than others. So I think I have to go with a fluoride-heavy one. And if that's the case,
Right. And a lot of your sensitivity toothpaste, they actually have a different kind of fluoride. It's a stannous fluoride instead of a sodium fluoride, which is, fancy. But so it does absorb a little better.
Okay. Because I do have the fluoride rinse as well, too. I mean, I don't know how much fluoride I need, but I got all the kinds. So you want to make sure that you don't use any water and wash it off afterwards. That's the key.
That's right. When you're done brushing, you want to spit out your toothpaste and walk away. You do not want to rinse with water. You really want to try and go half an hour without eating or drinking after you brush to let the fluoride get the full effect.
At least 20 minutes. I know it's hard for some people. Like, they have to clock watch, just because they just want to get to I want a drink of water, because something about brushing my teeth makes me thirsty, but you got to wait. If you have fluoride, just wait a little bit. 20 minutes, half hour, like you say, it sounds like it's pretty good. So,
yes, that's right.
All right, Alicia, that's all we got for today. This is 2 straight weeks with you now, learning a lot of stuff. So we hope to have you on here in the future, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. It is Alicia Mir with us, who's with Dr. Pupor's Dentistry. She's the newer hygienist there, but she's been at this for a long time, and we can tell. Ask the Pros. It's 102.7, 103.5 WICY.